Damn, that's good eating.
Moment on the lips.
It never touched my lips.
Touché.
Problem is, I just want to eat another one right now.
Ah, that'll be the addictive components.
Nah, I had the crack box myself.
Moorish.
You need to lighten up, mate.
You'll be the one needing to lighten up.
Nah, man. Metabolism of a hummingbird, mate.
Not my idea of nectar.
Chocolate, caramel, nougat, peanuts, everything a growing boy needs.
Oh, yeah, the four main food groups.
Peanuts are a superfood, Mr. Nutritionist.
Don't forget the vegetable fats.
You're in the wrong career, mate.
You know what really grinds my gears, though? Look how small this damn thing is now.
Granted, I am used to holding much larger things.
Well, they've clearly scaled it down over time.
That'll be the health commissar's doctoring.
Not at all. They simply pack more sugar and lard into a smaller bite. Makes it even more addictive and you don't even feel satisfied when it's done.
That's what she said.
Hey, I want more square inches of food, not more fat per square inch.
Don't we all?
Easy money, though. Confectionery industry's laughing.
Well, people do have a choice not to stuff themselves with it.
Depends how expensive a healthy alternative is. Budgetary restraint eliminates choice.
As does ignorance.
What our wondrous democracy is founded on.
Ignorance is a choice.
Downsizing a chocolate bar and pumping in more rubbish is a choice.
I'm not saying it's right.
Diet industry's loving it.
Can't be all bad then. If it's helped swell another industry, it's economically beneficial to the country.
Interesting point. A product creates a problem for a new industry to solve.
Work with tobacco.
Me and you, we're going to take over the world. You create the problem.
And you market a solution.
All we need is sweet, sweet ignorance.